money.
Hold on a second, guys. Let me see some technical challenges here. Whoa. Alrighty, I think I'll take care of it now. Alright. So, money and lots of it leads to wealth. And when money comes in, it's called income. The rate at which income comes in is referred to as cash flow. The goal is to have income. Income. Cash flow is what it's all about, guys, and an overflow of cash is a fantastic place to be. So let's talk money this morning. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking us along with you on the mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. We bring you topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Today, we are talking about make more money, make income, income, create your overflow. So we're going to give some attention to income. Income with one word, and then income as two separate words. So we're going to give some attention to income, income. We're going to focus on making money and more of it. We're going to create a flow, then an overflow. Guys, I propose to you, the problem is not spending or even debt. And this is where I go separate from the other Christian leaders in this financial space. I am not asking you to focus on debt and debt management. I am asking you to focus on income and profitability. I think that's where the focus needs to be. You get more of what you focus on. Honestly, guys, if you have extra money coming in, you will quickly crush debt, and you'll be in a position to be generous. There is a horrible lie being passed along from generation to generation, and that lie is, a penny saved is a penny earned. That's absolute hogwash. How is something saved is the same as being saved? You have to earn it to be able to spend it. The earning process and the spending process and the saving process are completely different processes, okay? Saving does not lead to wealth of itself. Saving is simply a money management strategy. Saving is not an income-generating strategy. Let me say it again. Saving is not an income-generating strategy. So a penny saved does not lead to a penny earned. You have to earn the penny first to be able to spend it. So you have to earn it first. It's a separate process. So that lie has been passed on from generation to generation, and it is that lie which keeps us trapped into our little cubbyhole of $2,000 a month, $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month, and then we sit there and we think that those who have money are somehow lucky, or, you know, they're mean, or they did some crime. No, that is stupid, because you cannot save to earn. You have to earn to be able to save. There are completely different processes. Saving is not an income-earning strategy. Saving is a money management strategy, and that's a tweetable right there, okay? Let's go on here. I want to make an analogy of a lake or an ocean. And as you know, these big pools of water, such as large lakes or oceans, receive inflow from smaller tributaries, smaller rivers, and rainfall as well. So let's use that analogy to refer to your streams of income, your flow. How many streams flow into your income pool? Are you making income from active, leveraged, and passive sources? Do you even know what those are? Or is your income stream all dried up? Is it just a regular, ordinary flow? Or are you in overflow? The river is just flowing over its banks looking for new places to collect. Guys, like any illness, if you only take care of the symptoms, you will continue to have the problem. You have to take care of the problem, and guess what? The symptoms will go away. If all you focus on is debt and debt management, you have not addressed the real problem. My mother is a therapist, and she called me the other day because she had a client who seemed to have a debt problem. It didn't matter what happened, how many times his wife helped him clean up his credit. As soon as the credit card was available, he went back into debt. And as far as everybody was concerned, he seemed addicted to debt and the debt process. I said, no, I'm going to bounce this ball right back over into your court. This person does not have a debt problem. They may have a spending problem, but they don't really. Nobody is addicted to debt, people. What you're addicted to is the thing that the money brings to you. So if you are if you're always buying clothes, if you think that I'm a clothesaholic, okay, or you're a gambler, or you are an alcoholic, whatever, these things, the things that you're spending the money on, the problem is not the spending process. It's not even what you're buying. It's the motive, the reason why you're buying it. Okay, the alcoholic may be losing a lot of money because of the alcohol habit. The process, the problem is not the money that's being lost. The problem is not even the alcohol that's being consumed. The big and real problem that needs to be addressed is, why is this person drinking in the first place? This person probably has a problem he's trying to drown and forget. If you get rid of that problem, they may not even need to drink anymore, okay? If you have a problem spending money on clothes all the time or on fancy this and that, it may be that you have an image issue, that you think that this new outfit's going to make you feel like $1 million. You have to feel like $1 million no matter what you wear. If you feel like $1 million, I'm telling you, Bill Gates may walk in this room in a pair of jeans and you may not recognize him. And that's how they dress. I remember I worked part-time at the corporate headquarters for, I'm in Tampa, Florida. It was the place that owned several restaurants, including Outback Steakhouse and all of that. And the guy who owned it, and remember his first name was Chris. I hadn't known who he was. He sat beside me. We had a great conversation, chatting and laughing and all this stuff. The guy had on jeans, a white long sleeve shirt, button front. I just thought he was one of the crew. When all was said and done and our conversations and everybody came over to me, what did he say? Turns out this guy owned the whole thing. I didn't know who he was at the time. Okay, so the point is, if you feel like $1 million, you don't need an outfit to make you feel like $1 million. But if you're spending money on that, the problem is not the money that you spend. The problem is not the outfit that you're buying. It's the reason. So like any illness, if you don't address the real problem, the symptoms will not go away. And so spending and debt are not the real issue, guys. We need to focus on income. In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, I'm not going to go into it, but there are three servants. The one that had 2 talents and 5 talents doubled their return, and they were rewarded by the master, saying that they were faithful in little, and they were now having much, and they were going to be given much more. The one with the 1 talent buried it and was called a wicked, lazy servant, and that person was punished. This person basically stashed the talent away, or can we say they saved it for later, while the others took what they had and increased it. They did an increase. Okay, Matthew 25, verse 20 said, the servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, Master, gave me 5 bags of silver to invest. I have earned 5 more. That comes from the New Living Translation version. Okay, so this servant invested the 5 bags of silver to gain 5 more. Guys, investing can be risky, but it must be done. And the first line of investment I'm going to suggest is to invest in you. Investing in you will always bring the best return on investment. Learning something new is like sharpening your saw. You can cut faster, more efficiently. You can shorten your learning curve, and you can even gain an advantage over the others who have not bothered to learn this thing. So I propose to you that in your investing strategy needs to be a big portion of it is investing in you, because after that, everything is just process. But pouring money into your education is stupid if you don't do anything with it. I know lots of people with PhDs that are either unemployed, underemployed, or flat broke, even if they are employed. And this is totally sad. because you need to be strategic in all of your investing, including your learning, because you need to invest in something that that you know why you're doing it, okay? So there are three ways that income can come to you, as I mentioned earlier, active income, leveraged income, and passive income streams. And I asked this question on Facebook yesterday in my Facebook post. I asked, how many streams of income did people have? Did they know what active, leverage, and passive were? Other than myself, there was only one other person who responded that they enjoyed income from all three types of streams. The others who responded said they had one or two, and they were also working to expand their income, which I absolutely applaud. So active income, guys, is like you work once, you get paid once. So if you work for 8 hours, you get paid for 8 hours. Leveraged income is like when you work once, but you get paid many times, but this income will come to an end. So, for example, you speak at an event, and each person in the audience paid $10 to be there. You did one set of work, but multiple people are paying you, but it comes to an end. Passive income is you work once, and you get paid over and over and over again without doing any additional work. For example, if you write a book and that book sells over and over and over again over the course of several years. So even though I do enjoy income from all three streams, I have to tell you, my goal is still to expand and deepen those sources, because I would love those trickles, those flows that are trickling to become like mini rivers themselves, all pouring in. Because, guys, there's no problem with what to do with money once it comes in. Okay, that's never been a problem for people. Spending, knowing where to put them, but there's going to come a point where you can have more than you can spend in your lifetime, as is the case of, say, a Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. There can come that day, but that's why, if you listen, they have foundations out there to give that money away. So I did a training last Saturday. I left with over $300 in cash from that event. And you know what? I totally forgot about it. On Thursday, which was yesterday, I went into a mild panic because not only did I not deposit the cash, I also didn't remember for a moment where I put it. And I tell you this for two reasons. One, it was totally not like me. I'm usually right on top of my money. But more importantly, I noticed there's a mindset shift. There is a level shift that has happened for me. It is truly an amazing place where I'm no longer spending that money before I even have it, where within seconds of the money being in my inbox, it is already apportioned out and I've spent it all and I'm back to being broke. It is really an amazing place to be at. You know, now, yes, I do need to be on top of the money, but to be in that place where I could forget that money came in and I didn't need to immediately spend it. I didn't even remember where I put it. I'm telling you, you will, no matter where you are, there's always a new level, and I am now in a brand new level, and it's a new experience for me. So I wonder if anybody out there knows what I'm talking about. Money cannot buy happiness, people, but it does increase the number of choices that are available to us. But the opposite is not true, though, because while money cannot make us happy, being broke can make you unhappy. And the desperation of broke is totally unhealthy. The stress alone that comes from being broke can change your biochemistry, and that biochemistry can become completely toxic, and that toxic biochemistry can create illness and keep us ill. Don't believe me? Google it. Just Google experiment, and people who were stressed, the water crystals in their body was a completely different display than people who are happy and healthy. So to all the Christians out there that mistakenly think that, you know, any talk of wealth is simply a trip to the prosperity gospel side, you may be reading another Bible than the one I read. There's only one gospel, and it is not one that preaches that you become a Christian and God's going to zap a Bentley into your brand new, the driveway of your new mansion, okay? That's not the gospel that I believe in, but I do believe that becoming a Christian does give us the promise of life and to have it more abundantly. Just like there is a knockoff of popular luxury items out there, there is a knockoff of this fantastic gospel. And be careful that you're not buying the glitter instead of the gold. The promise of abundant life is a positional one. It opens us up to God's favor, but it will not guarantee it. We have things to do. We have to open our Bible and live according to it. That's why I say prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. somebody you know out there needs to hear this message today, I'm going to encourage you to share it. You should always share it, because here's the reason why. 2 Timothy 2 verse 2 says, now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. We need to pass this message along, guys. There's too many broke Christians out there. We're in line for a handout instead of being the ones giving the hand up. This needs to change. That's what I'm all about over here at Debt Free Wealth Radio and over at TrudyBearman.com. Please come visit me. If there's any way that I can help you, I'm going to invite you to reach out to me. I have many online courses that you can jump into and start applying your faith, people. Start applying your faith and tap into that abundant life that the Bible has promised us. It is positional, and I'm inviting you to position yourself to receive it. Trudy Bearman here. Thank you for joining me today over here at Debt Free Wealth Radio. I am super simple to find at TrudyBearman.com, and I do look forward to connecting with you.